views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. Welcome back to my regular listeners. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you so much for your emails and your comments about how much this show adds to the deliciousness of your life, giving clarity and direction, more peace, more self-love, passion and joy. And if you're a first-time listener, it is a joy to have you along. Welcome to the Angel Healing House journey. It is quite a momentous day here at Angel Healing House Radio. For the six-year young Angel Healing House Radio is now going live on Facebook TV. So for those who would like to watch the show, as well as listen, you can go to the Transformation Talk Facebook page and click on the link, and you can watch me do the show as well as listen to it. Now, I would like to start the program today with speaking about the energies of May. You know, with so many of us having cleared and cleansed our lives, honored and respected our decisions and choices that we've made as to who we are, we're now at the point in May, we are stepping into this changing you, if you want to say it that way, because each of us is a brand new creation with our new attitudes and our new perceptions, and we are opening up to new possibilities. We're opening up to receive these wonderful new opportunities and connections that will help promote and support us in order for us to shine our lights so brightly, authentically, and passionately out in the world. And personally, one of these new opportunities couldn't wait to come in for me, as it came in right away on May the 2nd when I was asked to take my Angel Healing House radio program and to simultaneously be seen on Facebook TV with it as well. So while May will see many of us getting used to experiencing these new changes, June and on into the summer months will be showing us the external catalysts, those manifestations that will see us, many of us, going from the Posse of Angels, they're calling it a dress rehearsal, to stepping into it's showtime, they're saying, and we will see the physical creation of us that will help us to shine our lights out into the world. Now, as it is the second week of May, the Posse of Angels have chosen a new theme for this month. If you are a regular listener to Angel Healing House Radio, you will have heard that each month the Posse of Angels chooses for those four or five shows each month, there's a different theme. For instance, because it was the April 15th due date of tax time last month, the whole month we were speaking about abundance, and this month they've chosen the theme of the afterlife, heaven, and our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness. And I think they got that title from my book, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And in this book, I do speak about my five most important past lives and those lives in between those lives, what I did in the afterlife before I chose different soul contracts and I chose to come back. So you can purchase my books on the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com, and also they are able to be purchased on Amazon as well. But back to today's title, we are going to be speaking about the topic, we all wrote soul contracts before incarnating in human form. And this follows last week's show that was entitled We Do Not Die, which was a wonderful show, which brought forth all kinds of things about medical doctors who were once skeptics and now are come on board with consciousness continuing, and also lots about near-death experiences. So let's see what the Posse of Angels have to say about each of us writing soul contracts. You know, in the last decade, there have been more and more people, including medical doctors and scientists, who are awakening to the fact that we simply do not die and that consciousness continues after the physical body is gone. You know, following last week's program about those near-death experiences and the changing viewpoints of many mainstream doctors that are now saying that consciousness continues, well, the Posse of Angels wishes to delve even deeper today and expand the information in one area that they briefly touched on. You know, before each soul incarnates to the earth, they meet with the Etheric Council. Now, this is a wise group of sage elders to discuss why that soul wishes to come back for a human life. You know, we just don't arbitrarily come back for another walk around the block in human form. There are reasons that we come back. And as I stated in last week's program, it's important to understand that nobody but no soul is forced to have a human life. And we freely choose to incarnate, to experience a beautiful physical world, and to learn our lessons in duality. Excuse me. You know, many conscious awakened individuals who have chosen to come back in the last 60 years chose to help bring more light and love to the world and really change the consciousness, raise the consciousness on planet Earth. And while this was a very large part of the reason to come back, in addition, each one of these souls also had lessons that they chose to work on as they had not been fully addressed or learned in previous incarnations. For instance, most souls who have who have controlled or hurt others in past lives will choose to return and play the role of being the one who's controlled or being the one who is hurt so they can experience how others felt as a result of their choices and actions that they made in previous lives. These soul contracts that we make are made in order to learn forgiveness and unconditional love. And they are very important as these are two actions which are fundamental in us clearing and cleansing our negativity and thus transmuting and transcending our karma. You know, with our free will, souls may choose not to forgive, and they may choose not to love unconditionally, and this is fine. But this means that they will still stay on the cycle of that birth and death wheel until these things are learned and truly taken to heart. You know, everyone, when we meet with the Etheric Council, and they are so sweet and they are so compassionate and they only want the best for us. And there is no judgment when we meet with the Etheric Council. We meet with them in the Hall of the Akashic Records. Some people call it the Hall of Wisdom. I see it as a Greek or a Roman type building with columns, and it's set in the most extraordinary botanical gardens of flowers and waterfalls and just this beautiful carpet of flowers and colors. When we meet with them there, they help us write our contracts, but it is each soul who ultimately decides and chooses who their parents are going to be, and where and when they will be born. You know, choosing our zodiac sign and our time of birth, we will take on certain characteristics that will contribute to a specific energy that will help us in achieving all our aims and all our lessons that we've written to experience in a chosen lifetime. You know, these choices will provide a life's outline for each soul to then meet up with thousands upon thousands of other souls that will help them accomplish to learn their goals, including in your circumstances. One might choose to be born into wealth or poverty. Again, one chooses their parents, but one also chooses a specific time, a place, a date of birth, which astrologically will allow that soul to literally see their life from a certain perspective. Now, this astrological energy will help that soul in accomplishing all of their goals and all of their challenges that they set out for themselves. Everyone, we each set out a life map of specific situations and scenarios which will help trigger the meeting of many other souls who we have contracted to help achieve our goals in each specific lifetime. Here we come, the posse of angels. They're smiling. They can hear some of your thoughts, and they're saying, yes, you chose your brother to annoy the heck out of you so that you could learn tolerance and acceptance and patience. And you chose your parent, perhaps, to be controlling so that you could get so angry that you'd eventually rebel and break away to become empowered and to experience independence. In this way, we often choose a soul to have contrasting characteristics to really get us fired up and so annoyed that we will make changes in our lives. But we not only choose the souls to help us learn our lessons, but we choose things like our gender, our ethnicity, and our culture to help us to have and have different experiences. I've had past lives as a man, And I've chosen both lives as poverty, in poverty and wealth, to have the experience of both. You know, I speak about my five most important past lives in my book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness. And I know from my personal experience, remembering those past lives, that by choosing such diverse life experiences, that experience was my best teacher. And it's one thing if we read about it in a book, or it's another thing if we learn and we hear about another person's story, what they went through. But it's not until we experience those diverse circumstances that we really learn lessons from it. You know, when writing our soul contracts, some like myself will choose to experience the great joy, or on the flip side, the heartache of giving birth to and rearing children. And there will be others who may choose not to have children at all. There are others who choose to experience both the overwhelming joy of falling in love and or marrying and choosing, or they may choose to go through horrific breakups and heart-wrenching experiences of divorce. You know, all of our experiences will teach us things about ourselves that we could never learn again by just hearing somebody else's story or studying them. And again, experience is truly our best teacher. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying yes to those who are thinking about the things that they might have chosen and the things that they experienced in their lives. And one of those things which many of us have experienced is financial hardship. Unfortunately, one of the best lessons that I ever learned in appreciating and blessing exactly what I have and being grateful and appreciative for that was when everything was taken away from me. You know, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that sometimes we choose financial hardship so that we can learn to receive. How can anybody learn to receive if they have everything? So one of the greatest lessons as we go through financial hardship is for us to open to receive. And in addition, it allows others, other souls that we've contracted with, to open up their hearts and to give to us. There is much that we cannot see if we rely on only our limited physical sight and earthly perception of why things happen. And things do not happen to us. They happen for us. And one can only start to see the greater vision if one looks at it from an angel's point of view. And while it does seem to be one-sided with all of these souls helping us along our journey, do make no mistake that these soul contracts are very well thought out. All of these pre-arranged contracts, they're put into place for us to help others and also for others to help us. Sometimes we think that we just happen to meet them along our path in life. You know, the Posse of Angels is asking us to think back to those times when we were in desperate need for something to happen and magically just the right person presented themselves to give us information, or they helped us to step forward onto the next part of our journey. You know, the Posse of Angels is also reminding us that we each chose when we will exit our human incarnation and cross over. You know, they are often amused when they hear humans say that someone died too early. Nobody dies too early or too late. As we cross over from the physical to the non-physical, exactly when we contracted that exit to be so in the contract for that particular incarnation. For instance, someone may choose that they will cross over at the relatively early age of 42, as this is the allotted time that they give themselves to achieve their lessons. But this is not an arbitrary age, as it's chosen as the exact timing to affect many other soul contracts, including our children, our parents, our family, and our friends. For instance, because someone chooses to exit at a fairly young age, it might encourage others to appreciate and really live their life to the fullest. Many parents who have gone through the horrific experience of having a child cross over from a particular illness or disease, they become active in fundraising for research for that illness, or they may bring awareness to a certain cause. One organization that comes to mind is Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. Mothers who have lost their children at the hands of a drunk driver behind the wheel. Excuse me, I cannot even imagine this. They go on to be of support and to help others because they've had this unbelievable, horrific experience. And while many humans are affected by this veil of forgetfulness as we're shrouded our memory when we come in, and we can't remember many of our soul contracts, the veil is very useful, as it encourages us, each one of us, to have trust and hope and faith to be part of our lives. You know, here they come. The posse of angels is smiling, and they're saying, if we remembered everything when we incarnated, what the heck would be the point of being here in the first place? Things like the giddy, heart-fluttering feeling of falling in love, experiencing things magically and synchronistically falling in place at just the 11th hour. And believe me, in my life, I've experienced things magically falling into place at the 11th hour and at the 59th minute. And it really did test my faith. And how about the utter surprise and the elation when the components of all the details of something together suddenly reveals itself? This usually happens when we follow our intuition, we follow our hearts, and we surrender to letting things happen in divine timing and the divine way that they are supposed to happen. You know, everyone, the great thing about incarnating back into this, I call it this funny little meat suit or this physical form, is that we do not have to do it alone. God and the angels know that it makes it vastly more comfortable if we know people when we arrive at a new place. And these people are the souls who are in our soul group. With each contract that we write, for each incarnation, we choose souls from our soul group who may have been a part of our previous incarnations to help us along our journeys. These souls are in our soul group because they are the most like us, they are aligned, and they resonate with our energies. Not sure about you, but I've gone through this countless of times when I meet with somebody and I look at them and I say, I cannot believe I'm meeting you for the first time, as I feel a level of ease and comfort with that person. And I often say, it's lovely to meet you again, because I just feel so aligned with that person. And it doesn't matter if they play a big part in our life or a small part, because all of the parts are important. For instance, a soul could choose to be our grandparent in a previous life, and then they could come back and choose to be a sibling or a friend in our next incarnation. The Posse of Angels is saying to take this example and multiply it by many thousands, as everyone from the clerk at the corner grocery store to our best friend were carefully selected, as was everyone we will ever meet in our lifetime. Now, on this note, the Posse of Angels always laugh when someone asks for them to be reunited with their soulmate as if there's only one, because our soulmates come back to help us, to teach us lessons, and we can have hundreds and hundreds of soulmates in our soul group. When we take a look at the writing of soul contracts from a human's point of view, it seems almost impossible how all of these thousands and hundreds of thousands of soulmates and comings and goings are organized. And the posse of angels are chiming in here, and they're saying that it really was a piece of cake on the other side because they weren't held to any constrictions or restrictions in the dense physical fields of matter that humans find themselves in. And everyone, while we all have written our soul contracts, there's a little bit of wiggle room in there for each soul contract as we will experience it, because we have free will. You see, it is in our free will that provides that special seasoning. You could say that little bit of spice, individual spice, that adds to our individual variety into the way we will choose to experience our lives. And just like snowflakes, and just like our fingerprints, there are no two lives which are exactly alike. And although each of us does get diverted by waiting for the big things to happen in our lives, I can guarantee you, and the posse of angels are agreeing with me, that our most important lessons that we need to learn are shown to us in every single day through our connecting on and the relationships we have, as they have all been catalysts to lead us to achieving our purpose, our purposes, our mission, and learning the lessons that we contracted to learn on this earth plane. You are listening to me and watching me on Facebook Live, if you so choose, as we're Facebook Live today. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio can be heard and watched on Transformation Talk Radio at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time every Tuesday morning. And just as always, we're going to take a quick break and come back for those free angel readings, taking those calls. If you do want to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Can't wait to speak to you on the flip side. Speak to you soon.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel, at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And you're either listening to it on Transformation Talk Radio, my wonderful platform, or you're watching it on Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page as we are going live today on Facebook TV. Now, I'm going to take callers for those free angel readings. And just a reminder that these are abbreviated, really abbreviated mini angel readings. And if you would like to book your own hour and a half revealing, transforming angel readings with myself and the Posse of Angels, you can always go to the Angel Healing House website to look up the information, how you can book these hour and a half individualized sessions. Or you can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 and please do call after the show. And also that Angel Healing House website is angelhealinghouse.com. So let's go to our first caller. Our first caller up is Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie from New York. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's Hello? Your okay. What's your life been like this past month?
Well, it's funny that you were talking about the stuff that you were talking about, because I've had a couple of, like, this past weekend, I was told from Gilda's Club that I could have some recovery, and I was so excited, but they said that maybe Chris and I wouldn't be able to sit together. So the box office, I was told there wasn't a ticket for him, there was just one for me. And I was a little frustrated. The guy said to, you know, give me 5 minutes. I'll see what I could do. And as soon as I turned around, this, like, incredibly warm and very familiar-feeling man was smiling at me and said that he had some extra tickets that he would like to give me and that they were very good tickets. They were in a box and, you know, totally free. It turns out his wife was performing. And, like, he felt very familiar, and then when we met his wife afterwards, as soon as she saw me, well, he was there with her voice teacher. She, like, looked at me and gave me this giant, really warm, really loving hug, and was like, I'm so glad you made it, which is actually the second time that's happened in the last maybe 6 months from someone who made a mistake. She thought I was a friend of the voice teacher because apparently someone was maybe going to come, but,
How wonderful.
But she was like, I'm so glad you made it. I'm so glad you're here. And she gave me this long, 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 long hug. And then I just told her afterwards, you know. But, you know, and Chris remembered that we were at this car show in Woodstock, like an old car type of thing. And we were sitting and talking to somebody who had a car that they were showing. And I guess some woman thought I was connected to the car that I was near, and she came up and did the same thing, gave me this big hug, and said she was so glad I made it, or I was there, or something, and I've never seen her before either.
It's kind of funny that happened
twice in the last few months.
It's amazing if we really do start living as if we know everybody. Everybody that we ever meet is in our soul group. And if you start living like this, there are no strangers. And, you know, we're there to help them, even if it's just to, you know, one time Pete and I were in a shopping mall at Christmas time, and this poor woman, she was just juggling packages, and she just was trying to get them down the escalator, and Pete just walked over to her and said, here, let me help you with the package. And he not only, you know, took, you know, he's a big muscular guy, took three or four of these huge packages that she was juggling, and he walked her to her car, and she just looked, she just couldn't believe this. And if we each know that we are here to help that person, and that person is here to help us, it's like a treasure map. Life then becomes like a treasure map for us, and it's absolutely a beautiful existence when we really open up to the synchronicities of our soul group coming in to being of service and how we can be of service to them. Was there a specific question you had today, Stephanie?
Well, I had a few, but one of the ones that I've been thinking about for a while that I originally wasn't going to ask today, but since you were talking about soul groups, is that You know, my physical therapy ended early September, and so it's been a while. And, you know, I haven't had any contact with my physical therapist, although I did feel that feeling of, like, being stunned the first time that I saw him, probably recognizing from the past. But right. I keep seeing almost every day, at least once a day, somebody else who, like, looks like him, feels like him. Somehow it's like a stranger somewhere that it's like that gets my attention and sort of reminds me of this person, and I never noticed anyone like that before. So I keep thinking about this person somehow, like, by all these little reminders, and I was wondering, you know, what that was about.
Okay. Well, it's interesting you say that, because I had a client yesterday who was so certain that there was a similar experience that she had, and it was a little bit unnerving for her. And I said, this person is definitely a soulmate. This person is not only from your soul group, but a lot of people don't know that soulmates come back, really significant ones, like this doctor who played such a part in your healing, they come back to complete unfinished business. They often come back to create something, an endeavor, a project together, or just a completion of something in the past. And there's an electrifying feeling there, and this has awakened something in you. So it's nothing to be concerned with. It's just for you to understand how truly important this soulmate relationship was between the two of you. So let's go to the cards and see if we can get some clarity on this. Okay. The first card that comes out for you is the Ace of Pentacles. Now, the Ace of Pentacles is that card of new beginnings. It's a card of abundance. It's a card of, it could even be a feeling inside of you of expansion. This particular doctor did awaken feelings within you that might have been dormant for a while, expansive feelings, you know, romantic feelings. You know, they want you to just, you know, you don't have to act upon it, but just know that it's there, and know that, you know, perhaps it will be leading something, and somebody else will come in, for you, but it's just reawakened something inside of you. The next card that's coming in for you is, the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is the card of stasis, or the card of peace. Now, as a lot of people say, it's a choice card, but this blindfolded woman certainly doesn't look like she's about to make any choice. She's happy. She's happy in the knowing that just knowing the information, and she's happy just to sit with it for a while. I keep seeing, you know, with you, it's I keep seeing this same person or this same energy all over the place. And it's just for you to take note of it. You might be able to utilize it or step forward with it at another stage. But just realize that that this is a soul contract, and this has come back, and you've come back to play a role in each other's lives. And the next one is the Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is definitely the youngest of all the pages. And this one is to allow yourself to be free, allow yourself to experience these things. And now the Posse of Angels are saying, the more that you experienced, you know, this gentleman behind you who magically had those tickets that he could give you, you're going to be open to more magic in your life. You know, just stepping out of my doorway in the morning and to go somewhere, it's like I am this youngest of the pages. I live in wonderment and enchantment, and I think to myself, ooh, 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 you know, where are those souls that are going to present themselves that I can help them and they can help me? Actually, a mantra that I often say is, please, God, send me people that I can help and send me people that can help me, and let my eyes be open to see the magic that is in every single second. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Yeah, it is. Although I still need to work, I think, on the opening. Because when this man presented the tickets, I was like, not like right away, like, oh, yes, thank you. I was suspicious. I was confused. I was like, it took me a few minutes before I realized what was happening and then said thank you. And then I was frustrated with myself. Like, why didn't I just say thank you right away? But, you know.
Well, because there's a part of us that has been... There's a part of us that has been programmed to shut off that little child inside of us that wants to receive through wonderment and enchantment, and that it has to come through certain channels or certain ways, and it can't magically appear, just like turning around and somebody saying, "Oh, I have extra tickets." So I'm glad it's been helpful. Have a beautiful day, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. You too.
Take care. Bye. And the Posse of Angels are just putting a little bit of flea in my ear, and they're saying, yes, please, everyone, open up to the magic, to the wonder, and the enchantment of how others can help us. And how can anyone help us if we put constrictions and restrictions on how to receive, on how and when things need to come in? It could be as simple as ask and it is given, you know, but our eyes have to be open and we have to be willing to receive and to let down that guard and allow others, the universe, God and the angels work through that other person to give to us. Let's go to our next caller. It's Beth from Palm Springs. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and myself, Claire Candy Hoff.
Hello. How are you today, Candy?
I'm well. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing great, and I love their subject today. It's so true and wonderful how it feels when you go out into the public and you run into your soulmates all over the place, even when it's somebody waiting on you at a restaurant. It's wonderful to feel connected to beings all over the place and have things show up magically and people just fit the right pieces into your puzzle. My question today is, I just published a book and it's just being released, and I just want to see what the cards have to say about the next part of my journey.
Okay, lovely. Well, this book that you brought forth is the words that the Posse of Angels are using, it's an enchanting tale. That's what they're saying. And they're saying that it is akin to like an Aesop's fables. It's akin to like a Hans Christian Andersen, you know, fables that teach us morals, that teach us the lessons. This is the wise spiritual knowledge that we're all born with. And unfortunately, a lot of times those belief systems and programs, it gets programmed out of us. But they're showing a beautiful, beautiful bright light shining around your book. And they're saying it's going to go places where you can't. Oh, I'm just getting shivers all over. It's going places where you can't imagine where this book is going. And they're saying thank you because they know it wasn't easy to bring this book forth. There were a lot of difficulties with it along the way. It wasn't a piece of cake, you know, and there were times where you thought to yourself, I'm just not going to do this. It's just in the too hard basket. But you persevered, you listened to your guides, you listened to spirit, and through this dedication and listening to spirit, it will take you on a roller coaster ride. And all you got to do is be your beautiful self and to keep your eyes open. And when that, when those new opportunities, what the Posse of Angels were speaking about for June coming up, as we are the new creation, as we have changed so much, as we go into June, the catalysts will just appear with ease and grace and just an easy flow, so that we don't even have to look for these things anymore. I didn't have to look for being on TV. I just got a call and say, hey, would you like to put your Angel Healing House radio, on TV? And I said, yes. And the reason I said yes is because I felt my wiggle inside. And they're saying, Beth, you wiggle when you get excited, and to follow your wiggle as well. So they're saying thank you. Thank you for this gorgeous, beautiful book of yours. And you just watch where the synchronicities and miracles are going to pop up around this book. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. How lovely. One, two, three. Okay. First card that First card that comes out is the Three of Wands. And this card, Beth, is traditionally the watching your ships come in. Now, the wands are about our vision. The wands are about our creation. The wands are often about our careers as well. And as you can see from on top of the wands, there are those little green buds that are sprouting. So you're now at the just on the horizon with the book being published to see those ships of opportunities and connections coming in to take you and your book, which is, by the way, your calling card, out into the world so that you can share your light with others in the beautiful way that you do. Let's go to the next card. Oh, this is you. Look at you. Okay, this is the Nine of Pentacles. This is the luxurious card. This is the card in luxuriating in the hard work that you've done. I mean, this lady is in a garden of money. She's got a falcon, which is the symbol of, you know, royalty. And she's luxuriating in all of her hard work that she's done. And now she'll see the payoff. But the funny thing is that you, along with myself, along with so many other conscious awakened, if you want to call us light workers, those that have brought life to the planet, we didn't do it for the payoff. But that's what we're going to be experiencing now. And the next card that's coming out for you, it's a card of a naked lady, and you have to respect that. it's the card of the world. The world is yours now. That's a card of completion. With the book and with every completion, as is that laurel wreath of that circle, is the beginning of something. So doing a dance of pride in yourself, pride in the work that you've done. The Posse of Angels do want me to pull one more card for you, which is very unusual. I usually stop at three, but they're saying, pull one of these cards for Beth. Okay, so
that's mystical. So interesting, because I just thought that too. I thought, wow, does she usually do more cards than three? Because I see four.
There you go. So while I'm shuffling this, they're just so happy. They're so happy for you, and so grateful that this energy is going out into the world. So the extra card that they wanted me to pull for you is, there we go, it's the Dove card, and it's take a leap of faith. This beautiful, beautiful card. And they want you to know specifically, it's a card of a dove on top of the world. And there's this beautiful woman, you know, she's She's engulfed, and she's wearing all of these beautiful flowers. And that's where so many of us are now, because we're blossoming. We're blossoming, and for you in particular, to take your message of peace, of love, of joy, of all of your spiritual wisdom, and shine it out to the world in the most authentic and passionate way that you possibly can. And they're just applauding you. So I hope that's been a helpful reading for you.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
And by the way, it's so beautiful to see you.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Thank you. Yes, it's funny. The Posse of Angels have been speaking a long time about TV. I've thought to myself, well, does this mean that I have to get, go to this person or go to that person? And they said, no, we will show you the way that it needs to show up in your life. And from now on, if we can just understand that we do not have to push the river of life, we've done that. We've done that. That was in the Piscean age up until 2012. And now that we're in the higher dimensions, many of us in the fifth dimension that we're experiencing, and in the age of Aquarius, all we need to do is be. And then those things come to us with ease and grace in the how and the when of God and the angels working in our lives to be a greatest service. And it's an exciting and it's a magical time. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. And thank you to Beth. And yes, so many of us have followed the voice of spirit. We've followed our angels, our guides. When it was very difficult, we have persisted with writing the books. We have persisted with our radio shows. We've persisted in helping others when we were going through difficulties ourselves. And I really must reiterate and repeat that we didn't do it for a payoff. We didn't do it for a therefore. We did it because it was written into our contracts. It was written into our DNA to bring light and love to the world. And each of us is now going to reap the benefits. It's going to see those catalysts that will help us to shine our lights out into the world. In the little time that we have left, I am going to pull three cards for this mid-merry month of May, this second week in May, and see what messages the Posse of Angels would like to just remind everybody as we go into this week. And just some reminders and things that we can hold as we take through our magical weeks. Okay, first card that comes out. I love how this happens. I was just talking about ease and grace and flow. And they're saying, go with the flow. Let things happen. I love this. This is a great card. There's a woman and she's riding. There's a fairy. She's in the ocean and she's riding a butterfly fish. She's allowing the current of life to take her where she's supposed to go, and the cycles of the moon, and she's giving herself over, and she's surrendering, and she's letting go. Isn't that lovely? Next card that's coming out is creative wonderment. All right, everyone, follow your passion. Follow that creative enthusiasm in your heart. And of course, the last one is, pick your battles wisely. This is the card of know when to speak and know when to listen. And those are absolutely beautiful messages for this week. So everyone, that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to everyone who is watching me on Facebook TV. Thank you for coming along. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to call for your intuitive counseling or angel readings, please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or go to angelhealinghouse.com, and you will find there my extraordinary channel books and all of my other services. So until next time, please do allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye. Thank you.